rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them, who told this to the disciples. But these words seemed to them like an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. May God bless this reading and hearing. Amen.
Dear ones, let us pray. Our God in Christ, Easter, wow, amazing. Amen. Messages.
I didn't go to the right school.
I'm not the right age.
I'm ugly.
I'm stupid.
I'm a nerd.
I don't love the right person.
I've done things that are unforgivable.
No one wants anything to do with me.
God wants nothing to do with me.
God wants nothing to do with me.
God wants nothing to do with us. These are messages that we hear and that we tell ourselves every day, right? I don't have to tell you that these messages hurt a lot. I don't have to tell you that these messages weigh a lot. I don't have to tell you that everybody in this room today hears these messages, tells themselves these messages, and they hear a lot more messages too, and a lot worse messages as well. And I don't have to tell you that these messages, they whittle us down, they erode us, they diminish us, they leave us burned, battered, and scarred. I don't have to tell you any of that, but what I might have to tell you on this Easter Sunday is that those are not the messages of God. And what I may have to tell you on this Easter Sunday is that God's messages are so much better than that. How can I be so sure? How do I know that? Because I know this story. About one morning, early in the morning, it was the courageous women, the faithful women, the women who could be trusted with such an important task. They came to the tomb of Jesus to finish burying him properly. Why hadn't he been buried properly? Well, in the lead up to that, things had been a little busy and a little chaotic. Let's back up a bit. For a few years leading up to this early morning quest of the women, Jesus had entered into a public ministry after his baptism. He taught and he healed and he dared to tell people about the love of God. And as part of his ministry, he said things that people didn't want to hear. He came into conflict with people and he made a whole lot of enemies, right? And the story of his enemy making we heard last week on Palm and Passion Sunday, and all of that caught up with him, and we know the story from here. In Gethsemane, he was arrested, he was questioned, he was tortured, he was crucified. He died and was buried quickly, briskly, because Sabbath was coming on. That was Thursday into Friday. On Saturday, the Jewish followers of Jesus, they laid low with Sabbath rest, they laid low in fear, they laid low in mourning. But then early on Sunday, that's when the courageous women, the faithful women, the women who could have been trusted with such an important task, they brought burial spices to the empty tomb to finish burying Jesus properly. But when they got there, do you know what they found? Ooh-wee! They found surprise and miracle, and oh my Lord, they found that the stone had been rolled away. They found that Jesus' body had been missing, and they found two strange glowing dudes who gave them the not almost unbelievable news, the totally unbelievable news that Jesus Christ, who had been dead, was alive again. This was big news. This was the kind of news that you just can't keep to yourself. So the women, they ran back home to tell the 11 disciples. There used to be 12, right? But there was a kerfuffle with Judas. So there was only 11 left. So they went and told them. And do you know what? Those 11 men did not believe the women, well, because they were women, but also because they had news that was just totally unbelievable. It was nonsense to them, it says in the Greek. So Peter, always out in the lead, always in the forefront, he decides to run back to the tomb and to see what he could see. And when he was there, Luke tells us this really interesting detail, that he found burial cloths, strips of linen, lying by themselves. Now, he understood the message of those strips of linen in that moment, the obvious message, right, that Jesus' body was missing. But there was a whole bunch of other messages that God was trying to send in those strips of linen that he just couldn't see then. And so Luke tells us that he went away scratching his head and wondering what had happened. This is the story of the resurrection of Jesus Christ according to the Gospel of Luke. I've read this story many times. I've preached from this story many times. You know this story and know this particular version of it, I'm sure. And this year, when I read it, it's this detail about the strips of linen that really stuck out for me. Peter seems to have been willing to let them go rather quickly, right? Oh, strips of linen, I'm going to go home and figure it out. But I found myself in reading it this week, I needed to linger a bit with those strips of linen. And I had an epiphany with them. And the epiphany was or is that, yes, there's an obvious message in the strips of linen that Jesus' body wasn't there, but there were a whole lot of other messages too. The image in my mind are of strips of linen with words written in the Jerusalem edition of the Sharpie marker that contained messages like this. Messages like, Jesus' body is gone, yes, but most importantly, he's risen from the dead. Messages like, goodness is stronger than evil and life is stronger than death. Messages like, you don't need to believe all of those other messages out there that are trying to tear you down. Messages like, God chooses to meet human violence against God and against one another. God chooses to meet our violence, not with violence in return, but to meet it with peace and with grace and with hope and forgiveness and love. The picture in my mind is of strips of linen with messages written on them like this. That you have heard it said before that you are ugly and stupid and you don't look right and you're nerdy, but I say unto you, you are so amazing and so incredibly beloved by God. Messages like, the victory has already been won and there's nothing you can ever do to lose the love of God. The image in my mind are strips of linen with words written in Jerusalem edition Sharpie marker with messages like this. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. So I think it's true that everybody in this room today hears messages that come in all the time, right? That we're not right, we don't fit, we don't love the right people, we don't vote the right way, we don't hold the right ideals, we didn't go to the right school, all that stuff, we're just not right, that we don't fit. I know that I experienced that in my life, and I suspect that you feel that in your life too. You hear it and say it to yourself, and even maybe we've started to believe some of those things. Maybe we've started to believe a lot of those things, which is why Easter's so awesome and so essential, right? It's so worth building our lives around as individuals and as a community, because it is in the Easter story that we hear the only message that matters, that God loves you and will never, ever leave. And having heard on this Easter Sunday the only message that matters, let's not leave the burial cloths, the strips of linen too soon. Let's not leave here today scratching our heads and wondering what happened. But let's leave here with great clarity, not about the mystery, not about the miracle, not about the stuff that we just can't explain, like how Christ who was dead can be alive again. Let's leave that in the realm of mystery, continue to think and to reflect, but let's leave here with great clarity about God's great love for each of us and all of us, written in the strips of linen. And having heard that message, let's believe it and live like we believe it and be transformed by it. And having heard that message, let's become strips of linen ourselves so that other people can see us in our actions, in our lives, and through us see the only message that matters, that God loves them too. So there's one more message written in the strips of linen for us this morning, and it's this. Dear ones, happy, happy Easter. Amen.